Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Jones Friday with the KMC Masterpiece was must listen radio, creating headlines and news stories everywhere with Jerry's very angry, frustrated tone, maybe warning shots being fired to dissect the Cowboys season. We'll get back into the NFL playoffs here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. The guy said you had a few days to breathe and think about it. How are you feeling about the season being over?
Yeah, when I spoke to everybody Monday after the game, I said I wish, and I don't know why, I'm rubbing salt in it. I'm just trying to make it hurt more. But I said, I wish that I had called this meeting, which was our dispersal meeting. You basically disperse your team, get your physicals, see where everybody's status is, and basically, disperse the team. That's what it's done. It's traditional throughout the NFL. I'd like to have a meeting like that the day of the game so that we could all feel together just how you feel when you look up and there's no more to play this much for themselves and with our fans completely forming the overriding umbrella. We deserve better than that. We got a better team. Well, not a better team. You are what you are, as Bill used to say, but the bottom line is we did deserve better than ending it up this way. So that's the way I feel today.
All right, so I'm not too upset right there. Coming out, you know, just usual Jerry tone. And the guys kept going, asking, where did this team succeed and fail?
Well, I haven't completed my overall evaluation, and I don't have any idea when I will complete my overall evaluation. But there are a lot of moving parts here. As you know, we have 29 coaches. It's not uncommon at all for members of coaching staff to come and go. This is par for the course. That's the NFL today. As a matter of fact, we have rules in place that whether you're ready to consider that at a position or not, somebody else under certain circumstances can call and interview your coach. Don't necessarily agree with that, but that's what I've signed on for. And so this is not uncommon. And so I won't be getting to any statements about evaluations or statements about actions relative to those evaluations. I won't be getting to that for probably several weeks.
Okay. So the McCarthy status got stitched up, I thought, last week. Stitches. Right? Stephen came on, told KMC, yes, I'm very confident. Not, yes, he is coming back. Mike McCarthy is our coach. That's all it takes, guys. That's all it takes. That is what I kept harping about last week when people said, you're looking into it too much. You know, it's just you're twisting words and you're taking things out of context. Stephen Jones shut it down. That's not the way that you shut it down. If Gavin Spittle today in our post-show meeting is asked by us, are we doing our show tomorrow? Like, are we on the air tomorrow? And he goes, I'm very confident that you will be. That's a problem.
Yo, yo, it's G Dollar Sign.
That's a problem
very
to me.
Yeah.
We're having an extra conversation in the garage about that, saying, what was that? Why didn't he say, yeah, unless you know something I don't?
First thing I want to know is, did he go to a fortune teller? Are we, like, you know, is there some kind of issue that's going to happen, arise?
Yeah.
You know?
Then McCarthy didn't want to address it after the game. I'm full steam ahead. Yeah, we know you're full steam ahead. We know you're thinking about, scat. Well, you're not watching the other playoff games live, but, you know, we know you're thinking about how to improve in the offseason. So there was no clarity of, I talked to Jerry. He told me I'm coming back, but it got stitched up. And if you've ever gotten stitches, especially my last ones, they say, here's the crutches. No extra weight on there. You'll bust them open. You'll mess up the stitches. Well, Jerry, I think, busted the stitches open on Friday when they asked if Mike McCarthy was coming back.
I'm not going to get into any conversations that I've had with anybody relative to anything to do with the staff. I understand the interest in it, but there's nothing compelling me. I've got everyone under contract that I want to have under contract, and so that's where we are. Only at the extent that some of these other clubs under our rules have a right to talk to somebody, do I even have to address that. You spend a lot of time. Now, let me be real clear. Mm-hmm. One of the pet peeves I have is that I don't like this, well, we've got to work on this in the off season. We've got to work on this. But I don't go for that. I've been trying to push that. I want those things recognized and addressed after we play Tampa, after the first game, or after we play the sixth game. I don't want to wait until we're sitting here with no season left to address these things we're doing.
So that jumped out. That's a soft excuse out for Jerry Jones. He wants to put McCarthy under the umbrella of Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn. Oh, I don't want to talk about those guys getting other jobs, and it's an interview process, and we're not going to address their futures. He knows what he's doing. We've been doing this way too long, and I would fall for it in the first few years. And maybe he is truly ticked off, but Jerry either wants this story to remain in the headlines so the Cowboys are getting talked about while the really good teams are playing. He is thinking about something, Sean Payton or someone else. Or he wants McCarthy to sweat and be a little worried while letting the fan base know. Like, this is an opportunity for Jerry Jones to have the listener goes, yeah, damn right, Jerry. I'm glad you're mad. You're giving a look.
I agree. Like, it's that's what it is, right? It's just
like Jerry Jones, by his tone throughout the year on this show and on Fridays, never, ever gave a hint of dissatisfaction or anger towards the way these games played out. Everything's all positive. It's rainbow. It's sprinkles.
Yeah.
Glass half full. Everyone else has these problems. And now you want to sit here on Friday after the fact. So my question is, did Jerry crack skulls behind the scenes during the year? Or is he now just coming out to make you love him so that you're not extra ticked at him over the way they got eliminated?
I think that's what that is. I think he's just out here. He's just talking, man. I think he's just talking. He's trying to rally the troops of the city behind him. We're not going to let this happen again. We're going to fix these issues.
Right.
Like,
a sell job.
It's a sell job. I think it's exactly what it is. Because he has always done one thing. He has always, doesn't matter who it is, who's always been the problem here? He's always scapegoated the coach. Now Mike's the issue. Before it was Jason the issue. It was Wade. Never the players, because he picks the players. Right? It's never the players. Not to say that the coaches aren't problems. There's times where they absolutely are.
But that's not the point.
Yeah, right. But to me, he's just talking. He is out here trying because let's face it. What is the one thing that happens when you crack skulls? You do that for a reason. You do that so everybody is on their A game.
Yeah.
Well, there's no reason to crack a skull now. There ain't no A game. There's nothing to do. He's on vacation. So all you're doing is ruining somebody's vacation. Well, that's kind of dumb. Like, if you want like better performance, do it. I don't know, week two, where he has the whole year to worry about it.
He's clearly not happy with the penalties.
Sure,
because McCarthy was on here and in his season-ending presser with the rest of the media talking about we got to clean it up. Number one priority. That what Jerry said was a direct reaction to that. I don't want to hear all this stuff about all season priority. We're going to get it fixed. It should have been fixed within the season. He was asked about players. What are you thinking about the future with bringing back Amari Cooper and Tank?
The reason those contracts are being discussed is because they have two sides to them. One's got it coming, and the other one's got to pay it. And then the one that's got it coming is going to go out and perform, usually to the level of the contract. That's the way I think about those contracts. You don't just get up and take contracts or agreements with each other and just decide that because you've had a big at home that you're going to change directions. And one of the things about contracts, you know, we have 10 players that, and this is the way it is around the NFL, we have 10 players that get two-thirds of the money. 10 that gets two-thirds of the money. And so you've got a lot of other things that is a thought process when you're sitting here talking about somebody's contract. And no, I don't have any comment on Cooper's contract. I thought that the way we were playing early when we did make something happen, I thought Cooper had a big part of it. Mm.
We have talked about how that's a problem when you have 10 players make two-thirds of the money. If the stats and the studies show, if your top 10 salaried players account for more than 59% of your salary cap, your average record that year is 5-11 across the league. Paying 10 players two-thirds of the money, which is 66%, which is about where the Cowboys are at, is a very, very big tightrope that you are walking. One injury and you are done.
The big comment, and that's the Rams question, depth.
Yeah.
With all their highly paid stars.
Why are the Rams where they are? Cooper Kupp stayed healthy this year. Cooper Kupp has never stayed healthy in his entire life.
Yeah.
And when he is out of the game, that offense is, it doesn't matter who the coach was, Stafford or Goff, like that offense completely dropped when he was out of the game because he gets open.
The big comment there to me was about Amari at the end. The full quote, Amari should take the field with him when he runs a route. A whole bunch of that defense ought to have to honor Cooper. He ought to be able to catch it in the middle when they're going with him. Others do. You throw to people that are covered all the time. That is possible shots fired at Dak, at Kellen, at McCarthy. Mm. He was not happy about Amari Cooper's consistent involvement, and he said it right there. He also highlighted, hey, when we were going well, look at Amari early on in the season. Why did that change? Why would that change? So he was not happy with that usage. I don't know if that is towards Dak. I don't know if that's towards Kellen, but he was not happy about what happened with Amari's targets.
I would be more apt to put that on Dak than on the coaches, because he's right. Every receiver in the NFL is covered on a route. Sometimes the coverage is great, sometimes it's not. You know, Ryan Tannehill's not that great of a quarterback. He's good, but not great. Like, did you see the throw he had to A.J. Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, he was not open.
Yeah.
But he made sure he was open when it mattered. The pass to Travis Kelce last night, the touchdown. Travis Kelce was not open. Right. He threw it behind and to the right of him, so he had to turn around to a back shoulder.
Yep.
And Dak does those. He does. But there are times where, he's not going to take the risk of throwing an interception. Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a lot of picks, but Aaron Rodgers takes a little risk. I mean, he will throw guys open a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.